Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Dr. Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October 27th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 13¾ cents at 557¼. December wheat up 7½ cents at 759¾. And November beans up 1¼ cents at 1239¼. Well, pretty much from a lower opening, we just moved these markets significantly higher out here. The corn closed about 6 cents off its highs. We were up 20 cents at one point. The beans closed 18 cents off of its highs. We had actually broken more than 20 cents off the highs. I don't know why it rallied as much. I don't know why it broke as much. Partly the bean oil was down 89 ticks, but the oil was up 4 cents. So by the crush standards, beans maybe should have closed a penny lower. We haven't been that close to the crush. It's been jumping around pretty good the last couple of days. The crude oil is down $1.99 a barrel, which pushed the bean oil down, but it had no effect on the corn market out here. Is corn higher today this much? And was the explosion caused by Chinese buying? Was it caused by end users scampering for product? I don't know the answer to that. There was this report out that we could lose 3 million corn acres and gain 3 million bean acres out here. Did that spark an interest? I don't really think so. I think the numbers are too high. But we have heard stories about some yield issues out here in the last week or so, that corn cobs have been falling off the plants. Stalks are rotting out and a problem to harvest out here, and that could shave some yield. Now, going into this week, I would have said the yields were increasing, but now maybe we're shaving a little bit off of that on the materials that haven't been harvested, which is about a third of the crop. So could it shave a little bit off? Yeah, but you know, considering two-thirds of the crop is harvested, I think it's going to have really a minimal effect, considering, in my opinion, the yields were getting a little bit bigger. Again, you know, the beans broke hard. Pros want to sell the rallies. The corn couldn't close over 560, though it had a good chance. We couldn't close over 760. Second time it's tried to do it and couldn't do it. You know, maybe we'll see new highs in Kansas City and Minneapolis by Friday. It's certainly possible. Make the highs the last Friday of the month. Oats were up another 4½ cents, new contract high. New contract high close. December wheat made a new contract high close, but not a new contract high at 1022. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. Like I said, I think we're starting to run out of a little bit of gas here. I certainly wouldn't want to be buying grain up at these prices. Even if they're higher tomorrow or Friday, I'd much rather be a seller out here. that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call. Let's give you the exports. They're looking for 1.5 in the beans, which is down from last week. Wheat, 375, pretty marginal there. Corn, 1 million metric tons, pretty much what they were looking for last week. One other note, in the wheat market, Egypt bought 360,000 metric tons of wheat, most of it Russian wheat, some Ukrainian, some Romanian. But again, even with these higher export tax that the Russians are apparently putting on their grain, it's not stopping Egypt from buying it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.